welcome back, everybody, to another brand spanking new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh. Here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello. It's the podcast that separates us from the animals. That and Mr. Pibb Soda.
Yeah, I also think root beer separates us from animals as well.
That's true.
Because it's very complicated to make root beer. Sarsaparilla,
yeah.
I don't even know what sarsaparilla is, but you know what?
It's delicious. The only reason I know that word is because of the Big Lebowski when Sam Elliott.
Can I get a sarsaparilla?
Hey there, friend. Can I get a sarsaparilla? We're already getting behind with the subject matter.
I'm just trying to get past the 1 minute, all right, so that we can curse. Oh, thank God we did it. All right. Jesus, fuck, that was hard. Okay. So today we're going to talk about Jelly Haha.
Right.
Updates that Adam has employed his contacts at the CIA and the NSA, as well as KGB, Mossad assets, and we have come to some conclusions and found some information.
Right. So, on her profile, I didn't notice this at first because I was sifting through her posts and whatnot. Yeah. So she's already going to be playing a festival, Treefort Festival, and I forget where it's bumfuck Idaho.
What the fuck is that? That something of note?
Yes, it is.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, but in any case, technically, she's only existed in two instances for performances, right? I think I was talking to you about how she performed 3 months before she released her first single at this place called Gold Diggers.
Right.
But then she technically debuted at Permanent Records last week. But that doesn't justify somebody being able to play a festival like this out of fucking nowhere.
True. Well, as we learned already kind of in the last episode where we talked about this, is like, she's not like, this isn't her first go around. Obviously, she's somebody as previously known or incarnated as Angel Abaya.
Yeah.
So, you know, not that the music is the same, because as you said, the Angel Abaya stuff is like singer-songwriter type kind of stuff,
It's different. Yeah.
It's different. It's not the same shit. So, yeah, I mean, she's probably been around and knows what's up, and this is kind of like, you know, it's like in baseball or whatever, or like wrestling. Like, you know, you go from, oh, man, I'm this one guy over here in WWE, and then, oh, I got to go to AEW, and I got to do a different gimmick, but I'm going to be like, oh, I don't need to start at the bottom. Like, I don't need to start out in NXT. I can start on the main roster. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like what it is a little bit.
Adrenaline.
Yeah. Whoa! Can't take my freedom.
So in addition to playing a festival, like, right out of the gate, man, there's also the fact that, and this is something that it's apparent to me, but I haven't seen anybody else mention it in the YouTube video for the music video of Bounce House. Uh-huh. This thing is recorded in the same studio space. It's in Los Angeles. I know I forgot where it is exactly. But I sent you a link for it, and
an undisclosed location.
This studio space is used in The Dark Knight when it's that whole monologue from Alfred where he's like, some people want to watch the Wild Bun.
Master Wayne, some people just want to watch the Wild Bun.
And it's that underground garage scene where the Batmobile stored and the Batsuit also is stored. And so this studio space is used as a backdrop or the setting for this Bounce House music video, and I looked into it. So at minimum, you have to rent it for 10 hours, and the rate for each hour is $400. So I imagine, on my personal theory is that at minimum, they used it for a day, because all the times they're going to fuck up in doing the choreography, because there's choreography and all that shit.
Well, you said it's a minimum. You have to rent it for 10 hours.
10 hours, right?
It's already $4,000.
It's $4,000 at minimum.
Minimum. And that's if they only rented it for one day or 10 hours.
Yeah.
Man, $4,000 a day. God damn, that's expensive.
It is.
So there's a money machine behind her, obviously.
There's no way. I'm not going to. How do I phrase this? That's a lot of money to come at the expense of an artist. And $4,000, who has that kind of money to throw around unless somebody else is
footing the bill,
but it's also to me indicative of being a vote of confidence within the project because for that to be, for that money to be allocated for a music video like this, it's an act of good faith that they think this is going to work.
Well, also, that was just on the venue rental. Okay, let's imagine that they don't own cameras or anything. They got to rent all that shit. You got to pay people to edit this, to do it. I mean, you could potentially be looking at, I mean, there were props in this fucking thing. There were sets, set pieces. Mm. I mean, this whole venture could have cost 10 grand or more. So let's just assume it cost 10 grand. I mean, shit, they paid 10 grand for for a music video that for an artist that doesn't exist. When at the time they made this, the artist was not out there, didn't exist. So that is a vote of confidence that they are pushing to the moon and they're ready to go make this happen. And they're ready to essentially succeed where Jelly Haha's previous gimmick failed at Fuckboy Records or whatever it was. The Hippie Dippy Records or some shit. I don't know what it's called, but it was some hippie, like, new age fucking weird shit.
Yeah.
And they failed with her. They failed. And whether she failed them or they failed her, we don't know. I have no clue. But I'll tell you right now, just based on the presentation we've seen thus far, it is very clear that that previous record label that she was with as Angel Abaya fucking failed her.
They did. And to add on to the update itself, she's also getting pushed on Bandcamp, which is like a platform that's friendly to artists, where on Bandcamp Fridays, any music that's bought or purchased, it 100% of the purchases goes to the artist. So there's no,
as long as it's artist that's signed with Bandcamp.
No. Well, I mean, it's hosted on their fucking, it's on their platform. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah.
Cause you know how everything's always like, it's like, oh yes, on Fridays, it's like Live Nation. Everybody who comes to Live Nation, all of the proceeds will be donated to Live Nation. Like, yeah. It's like, well, yeah, they already are. Yeah. It's no different than normal, but yeah.
Well, I mean, by hosting on their platform, you imagine that they probably take 10 to 15% of their total sales.
I would say at least.
Yeah. So, she's getting the rub on Bandcamp for somebody that, again, has no real background aside from the fact that she was a solo artist under her real name. The fact that she's getting the rub on an Instagram post from Bandcamp, and I'm very sure that she's already being featured on the front page of Bandcamp itself, that's insurance policy. That's an insurance policy that they make sure that she's going to do as well. And then, of course, I was showing you that on KCRW, there was a list of, and technically it was only four. I think I said five last episode, about the four or five DJs that were basically coordinating an assault.
I thought there were five listed on there.
There's five plays, but it's two plays from one person, this guy Travis Holcomb. But it was like this DJ Wildflower, Raul Campos, and Novena Carmel, who does Morning Becomes Eclectic. But that was a full on assault. Like, hey, get this fucking artist over.
Yeah.
We need to push this so that we can be the motherfuckers that say that we were the tastemakers, the people that discovered this when it's all bullshit. We know that it was handed to them on a silver platter.
Yeah.
So that's more or less the episode. We only had a couple things to address, but this was something that had to be brought up rather quickly because we want to be up to date on all the happenings with Jelly Haha as it happens concurrently.
Well, as we find them out, I guess, or if we find information, because now that those, again, we will 9/11. Okay, this was Jelly Haha was 9/11 for All Gas No Trash. We will never let this happen again. We will never be upstaged by anyone again. So yeah, so now we got to do shit as it happens. Make sure we're the first motherfuckers on the internet talking about this. I doubt there's anyone else that's talked about the fact that she used to be Angel Abaya, because they probably don't want that to be known.
They don't want that to be known. But here we are.
Sorry, guys. It's the truth, and that's what we do. We are truth sayers. If anything else,
yeah, we're fucking we're Angel Abaya truthers.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man. Yeah, we're some burster. All right, I don't know what happened. We were laughing, and I hit the thing, and it stopped recording, but we didn't miss anything. So, anyways, where's the birth certificate? Let's get this going. Angel will buy a truth.
That's a joke. Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So that wraps up the episode.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more updates. We got another episode coming at you shortly after this one, so be on the lookout for that.
Yep, and as always, thanks for listening if you like us, and if you don't, well, go fuck yourself.